Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Those seven books in the Old Testament all mention Satan. And Satan is mentioned in 19 of the 27 New Testament books. So the majority of the New Testament, Satan is mentioned and is referred to by every New Testament writer. So that includes the Gospels and all the writings of Paul. And then we read Jude and James and Peter. All those writers included some mention of Satan in their writings. Satan is mentioned 15 times by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So to deny the existence of Satan is to deny the scriptures and the words of Jesus himself. Satan is real. Now, there are about 20 names of Satan. I want to go through most. I'm not going to go through all the names because time won't allow, but I want to go through the majority of the names that Satan is known by in scripture. Of course, the first one and the most common that we know him as is Satan. It's the most common name, and it's used 52 times in scripture. The word Satan is used 52 times. Then the second most would be what? The devil. Okay? And it's interesting to note it's used 35 times, and only in the New Testament. For you Bible students, Satan is used in both Old and New, but the word devil is only used in the New Testament. Interesting. And it's used 35 times. Lucifer, we're going to talk about that in just a little bit. Satan's name before the fall was Lucifer. And it's only mentioned one time. And that was before his fall. And after his fall, he was no longer known as Lucifer. The name Lucifer, by the way, the word Satan means adversary. Adversary, Satan. The word devil means slanderer. The word Lucifer means a light bearer. We'll get into that. Remember, this is before the fall. He was a light bearer. The shining one is found in Isaiah 14, 12. He was also known as the son of morning, M-O-R-N-I-N-G. I guess this again was before his fall. Lucifer, thou son of the morning. He was known as the anointed cherub, Ezekiel 28, 14. That's where we're going to focus our attention on today. And then probably next Sunday, those two passages, so we could understand the creation of Lucifer, and then his fall when he became Satan. He was the anointed cherub that covered. Remember, I just read again, it's amazing. Satan is not an angel. I know we think of him as an angel. We put it, he's a cherub. Now, they're in that angelic realm, but he's in particular, he's a cherub, not as an angel like we think of Gabriel or Michael in that order, but we'll look at that later. You ever heard the name Beelzebub? Beelzebub means Lord of the Flies, Lord of the Dung. It's mentioned seven times. He's mentioned as Beelzebub, and I love that definition. Lord of the Flies and Lord of the Dung. If I went in the auditorium here, I would say, he's just a pile of it. You would forgive me, but that's what the word means. That's what it means. Hope I don't get any repercussions over this on the internet, but that's exactly, and by the way, he is. Belial. He's known as Belial. It's the only time used in 2 Corinthians 6:15. And the word Belial, it means worthless, vile, ruthless, and wicked, about the sons of Belial, okay? The wicked one, he's mentioned as the wicked one. See it in Matthew 13, 38, Matthew 13, verse 19. He's known as the serpent. A few passages, remember in Genesis about the serpent coming in and Adam and Eve, and he was in the garden. We'll talk about that also, about Satan coming in as he's known as a serpent. The accuser of the brethren, Revelation 12:10, Satan is known as the accuser of the brethren. Very common one. 1 Peter 5:8 speaks of him as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. There's so much I could say about a roaring lion. He's known as the dragon, Revelation 12:7 and other places, but just one reference, as the dragon. When we get into the study of the Antichrist, we have a holy trinity, God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, God the Holy Ghost. Well, there is what is called an unholy trinity. There's Satan, there's the Antichrist, and then there's the false prophet. And we'll look at that when we study the thing about the Antichrist and all, but you see that he's known as the dragon in Revelation chapter number 12. Ephesians 2:2, that he is the prince and the power of the air. It's very obvious in the world that we live in that God is the God of all of it, but Satan is the God of this world, so to speak. Are you following the thought? Okay. Matter of fact, 2 Corinthians 4:4 calls him the God, the little G-O-D, of this age. To go along with that, John 12:31 calls him the ruler of this world. So all this, you see these wars and all this going on, this taking place. Well, Satan is, now don't get me wrong, God is in control. He only lets Satan do what God allows him. Remember Job, so much here, but I don't want you, when I say that Satan is in control of this world, as much as God will allow him to control. Do you get that?
Yes.
This is yes, this is no.
Yes.
And this is, I have no idea what you're talking about. Okay, so Satan is the God of this world, of the world. He's the ruler of the world, John 12:31. But there will come a day when Jesus Christ himself will rule and reign. Amen, preacher.
Amen.
And you won't have these wars and these rumors of wars. Matter of fact, during the millennium, they will be beating their swords into plows. Yes. And the harvester will overcome the reaper. In other words, they're going to have so bountiful. And I mean, this would be wonderful. Brother Ray, you've really been teaching a wonderful class about the millennium. Do you know there will be no evangelism in the millennium? Matter of fact, I share with you. No man will tell his neighbor, do you know the Lord? Because everyone will know the Lord. We won't be doing no house. Hey, let me tell you about Jesus. You don't have to do that in the millennium. Because every person will know of the Lord. Interesting. But anyway, it's at that time when Jesus will rule and reign. But at this present moment, the Bible says that Satan is the ruler of this world, the God of the age, the prince and the power of the air. With the thought, God only allows Satan so much. Now I'll get to that. We're going to get to the five depositions of Satan, the casting down of Satan. Right now, Satan can only go so far to heaven. He's accused of the brethren. How far he can get to the heavenlies, the Bible does not say. But we know he's an accuser of the brethren, no doubt about it. I picture this, and I probably should, my mind is really swarming this morning. I picture this like they make these invincible fences. You know what an invincible fence is for? These rich people have dogs and don't need fences. And they put a collar on their dog. And that they said it, if they go certain point, that thing shocks the dog. You know what I'm talking about? It's called an invisible fence. And the closer they get to that point, it gets... Remember how it works? I'm not a dog, but I know kind of getting that idea how it would work. I don't know if, it's just a silly thought, I don't know if that's what God has on Satan. You know, like, you can come, but you don't come no closer, because you're like an invisible fist. I don't know. I just know he has some access to the heavenlies. We're going to look at that in just a little bit, if not today, tomorrow.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.